Good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday show with myself, Dumisang Dlovu. Today, this show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. Today, on the eve of the 2018 budget speech to be delivered in Parliament tomorrow, we look at developments on the market with Director at Nitrogen Fund Managers Rowan Williams. We will also unpack the Discovery Group's interim results with Portfolio Manager at Fairtree Capital, Jean-Pierre Fester. Now, let's take a look at developments on the market so far. It's all red with the all share down, so our financials, resources, industrials, gold and the top 40. The Rand trading at 11.73, 16.41 to the pound, 14.49 to the euro. Gold's at $1,337.15 an ounce. Platinum trading at $1,002.35 and Brent crude oil at $65.35 a barrel. MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors through our Click & Advisor offering. Advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. Get everything you need to know by joining our free webinar on February the 27th at 11 a.m. Go to www.moneyweb.co.za to secure your spot. At 1 minute past 12, we move on to the Discovery Group's interim results for the 6 months ending on the 31st of December 2017. The company is of the view that a strong performance indicated in its results sets the foundation for further growth. This as normalized operating profit increased by 19% and normalized headline earnings increased by 30%. Portfolio manager at Fairtree Capital, Jean-Pierre Fester, joins us on the line now. Welcome, Jean-Pierre.
Hi, Timmy. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much for your time. Good results coming out from the Discovery Group. What do you make of what the company has welcomed as a strong showing?
Very good results, above expectations. Share price up almost 3% on the back of that. You mentioned the normalized profit from operations being up 19%. If you dig into the detail, you can see that the established businesses increased earnings by 15%, and then the more emerging businesses growing at even higher rates to give you the 19%. In the established businesses, the biggest business is Discovery Life, the life insurance business. Mm. That only grew 4%. So it really is the newer businesses that Discovery has started over the last few years that have really come to the fore and generated the high growth that we've seen.
The company has also expressed that these results set the foundation for further growth in 2018. What are your views on the growth forecast here?
Yes, so they indicated they're going to launch four new businesses later this year. Vitality Invest, which is a UK-based investment business, similar to what Discovery Invest does in South Africa. The short-term insurance business, but focus on commercial insurance, not the traditional retail insurance that they have done for the individual consumer up to now. Umbrella funds, and of course, Discovery Bank. So if you look at those four new initiatives that they will be launching later this year, it would seem like the growth for the second half could be quite strong as well, and strong growth going into the coming years too.
The Discovery Bank element of it is quite an interesting one in South Africa's landscape. What is expected from that particular element of Discovery extending its arm?
There's a lot of excitement regarding expectations of the bank. Remember that Discovery bought back an additional percentage of the joint venture with F&B in terms of the Discovery Card business, which grew its profits 15%. So that'll be part of the core basis on which they build for the bank. They've already spent 1.2 billion rand to put all the systems in place and invest the necessary capital in the bank. They say at launch later this year they'll be up to 1.5 billion, so they expect another 300 million to be spent on the bank. And I think if you look at how well the Discovery Card has done, there's optimistic expectations that Discovery will attract a healthier client, as they usually do because of their Vitality product, and that a healthier client is also a better banking client, a lower credit risk, a more a responsible type of person, and that will set the bank up to really do quite well if they are successful in that.
That said, what do you make of Discovery setting itself up to continue to being a powerhouse in terms of its offerings?
Well, it speaks to the culture of the business, and the culture is almost represented and personified by Adrian Gore as the Chief Investment Officer. Now, I watched the results broadcast earlier today, and he's so charismatic, and that charisma filters through into the whole organization. So with that strong culture, looking to disrupt, looking to launch new businesses, looking to take on competition with products that are good for the consumer, but also profitable and good for Discovery itself, it really means that the business is very well set for the future. It does also mean that the high expectations are leading to quite a high share price. So a lot of these expectations are already discounted in a high share price. So the share isn't cheap, but Discovery is a company that has been delivering year after year.
Let's talk about that share price. How have these results impacted on that?
Well, the share price is now up over 3%. So once again, it normally happens on the day of the results presentation. People see this charisma shining through in the results presentation. The share price normally rises quite sharply. It's now significantly above its embedded value, which is one of the measures to look at when looking at the valuation of a life insurer. Now, Discovery, in building all these new businesses, have been building businesses that are not traditional life insurance businesses and therefore not captured in the embedded value as a measure of valuation. But notwithstanding that, if you look at the PE ratio, if you look at the dividend yield, the share is expensive, and also there's a change in accounting policy that is coming in 2021. Now, that feels far away, but 3 years from now, there will be a difference in how Discovery accounts for their profits in their books. So a lot of people are taking that into account and discounting that in the share price too.
Taking this conversation to the level of a consumer, do these results somewhat reflect that Discovery is still a choice, a favorite, more to speak?
It seems that way to me. They are still gaining market share in just about all the businesses. They're talking about enhanced participation also in the Discovery programs and products, people going for points. They mentioned that some people have been gaming the system, for instance, putting their Apple Watches on their dogs, on their ceiling fans to try and show that they are being very active while they weren't. And Discovery has been very clever to try and, through machine learning, look for those specific instances where people haven't been truthful and weeding those out. But for those consumers who have been truthful, who participate in the programs, who've come to the gold-type status and diamond status, who are living healthier lives and therefore are lower risk for Discovery to cover in terms of life and medical insurance, it's been good for the consumer and good for Discovery as a company.
I saw an interesting tweet earlier this morning with President Cyril Ramaphosa's initiative in terms of jogging and inviting everybody in Cape Town to come and jog with him this morning. Somebody alluded to maybe is the president linked to Discovery, seeing as the results are coming out today and pushing their whole healthy lifestyle. But is the economic landscape in South Africa currently conducive for the type of growth that Discovery is looking to?
Well, for this period, if you think back to the last half of last year, it was actually quite a difficult period from a macroeconomic perspective. So the expectation is actually that from a macroeconomic perspective, things will improve now into 2018 because of the change in the political landscape. That could lead to, and has already led to, a stronger rand, lower interest rates, which is good for a long-term insurer that has long-term liabilities, more people having more disposable income, higher consumer confidence, more people joining medical aids. So that whole dynamic actually sets Discovery up after they've come through a tough second half calendar year 2017, financial year, their first half. Remember, there's a difference because of the June year end of Discovery, which really sets them up for a very strong period between January and June 2018, which is the second half of the full financial year. So, yes, I think all of us can be more active. It is good for us. It's good for our health, good for our estimated life expectancy, and then that also means Discovery can offer us more benefits, and it's a self-fulfilling cycle through the Discovery and Vitality programs that they're also now trying to internationalize. So all in all, it really is a feel-good story with a South African company having been a real innovator on the world stage in this regard.
As a parting shot, Jean-Pierre, is there anything to be said about exorbitant fees that we sometimes hear consumers complain about where Discovery offerings are concerned? And is this element that it may spook more clientele as the annual increase has already kicked in? I know it's kicked in as I am a client.
Look, there are different increases. There's a medical aid increase, there are life insurance increases, there's the fees on the investment business, and on the short-term insurance side, you have your short-term premium increases. And there's all different dynamics. They do indicate that on the medical aid side, their increase for administering the medical aid has been in line with inflation and actually better than a lot of their competitors in the context of quite high medical inflation. And on the life insurance side, it's part of their strategy to say that their initial premium will be lower than competitors. Yes, they do increase it at a higher rate than competitors, but then they offer their clients or policyholders more benefits to that. So I think there will always be murmurings and disgruntled consumers regarding increases in premiums. But because we have a relatively high inflation rate in South Africa versus other countries, it's just one of those things that unfortunately will be part of our landscape.
Thank you so much for your input. Portfolio Manager at Fairtree Capital, Jean-Pierre Fester, talking to us about the Discovery Group's interim results. It's going towards 11 minutes past 12 and we turn our focus back to the markets where it's all red, the all shade down. So our financials, resources, industrials, gold and the top 40, the rand trading at 11.73 to the dollar, 16.41 to the pound, 14.49 to the euro. Gold at $1,337.15 an ounce, platinum $1,002.35 and Brent crude oil $65.35 a barrel. Direct Head Nitrogen Fund Managers Rowan Williams joins us on the line for the segment. Good afternoon, Rowan.
Good afternoon.
First, talk to us about the market developments so far on the eve of that 2018 budget speech.
Yeah, it does appear that some jitters have entered the market in the run-up to the speech. We've seen quite a strong sell-off today. We have seen sort of weakness in the last few sessions, and it does look quite South Africa-specific. The global markets are not that. We have had some results. You have been speaking about the Discovery results, which I think were very positive, but some other broad-based industrial numbers that were somewhat disappointing, and I think indicating that possibly the market has moved a little bit ahead of itself in terms of the expectations versus economic realities, and that's displaying in the market sell-off today.
Let's talk about those expectations. What is expected from that budget speech tomorrow?
Yeah, so we are in a difficult fiscal situation. I mean, that was clear from the medium-term policy framework update. And I guess it's now a question of, what we do to address that, really start the process of fiscal consolidation. And we all know it means an increase in taxes and hopefully bringing spending under control. I think the speculation is about what taxes will be increased and where. And particularly, you know, whether the government will make a decision on VAT, which is very effective in raising tax, but politically quite difficult. Mm-hmm. So that is the one area of focus. And then obviously what happens to personal tax rates as a result, and possibly VAT on fuel as an alternative, the sugar tax and other forms of taxation. So. And then what they're going to plan to do on spending, and particularly on the spending front, I guess, will be the public sector wage bill, if there'll be any guidance in terms of whether they plan to bring that under control and what the possible increases are with respect to that. So I think it's also going to be watched very closely by Moody's as a rating agency. So there's a lot hanging off this budget speech.
We'll keep our eyes glued to those developments. We've discussed the Discovery Group's interim results, and let's talk about Super Group and Imperial. How did they fare?
Yeah, so both logistics businesses, they're quite exposed to the South African economy, generally general economic activity, the movement of goods, and also involved in sales of motor vehicles. So give us a sort of a good broad view of how the economy is faring. I think what we saw, the share prices run up off the back of the recent political developments based on optimism for the future. But what the results are showing is that is really about the future. It has been quite a difficult operating period. And I guess relative to where expectations have moved to, both those companies actually disappointing in terms of the earnings number that they posted, very muted earnings growth and still indicating a tough operating environment. So we're seeing both those shares re-rate fairly significantly today post the results.
Thank you so much for your time, Director at Nitrogen Fund Managers Rowan Williams with the Market Wrap on the MoneyWeb at Midday Show. This show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numbers rule the world. Inflation, interest rates, petrol price. And when numbers change, you need to know how to respond, especially when it comes to business. Partner with a chartered accountant and get far more than a numbers person. A CASA is equipped with holistic business acumen and decision-making expertise when evaluating your business's future growth. Partner with a responsible leader in business. Partner with a CASA today. Go to saica.co.za.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show again tomorrow for the latest business news and market wrap.